Mission Events Committee meeting for February 6th. Next item is approval of minutes from January 3rd. Do you have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, minutes approved. Item three is public comments. If we have anyone here to speak publicly, we just need a name and address, and you have 2.5 minutes to address committee. You can come on up to the podium if you'd like to speak to the committee. Anyone? Okay, no speakers. All right, item four is employee years of service recognition.
Madam Chair, committee members, thank you very much. Cherie Pompey, can you come forward, please? I think most of y'all know Cherie. Thank you for being here today. Appreciate it. We're going to recognize her today for 10 years of dedicated service to the town. So it's a good milestone for her. And let me give you a little background on her. She, as you probably know, she leads the senior center and runs the Thomasina. She runs all the senior programs for the town and also runs the Thomasina Stokes Marshall Senior Center. And right off the bat, I know Cherie came in 2013. Right when we were doing the expansion of the senior center, and she played a big role in the expansion of it and helping, how it's going to be set up and getting it running and the establishing operations over there. She does an excellent job of taking care of her facilities and the equipment, but more importantly, her members. She is extremely dedicated to her members over there at the facility. She listens to them. She takes a lot of initiative to start new programs. I really think that the programs over there are very membership-based, membership-driven, from her and her staff listening to her members, and I think she's created a great culture over there to take care of them and meet all their needs. I've been told, I don't know this for sure, but I've been told that even when you're on vacation, she'll go and visit senior centers at different locations to see what they're doing and pick up ideas that she can bring back. She's an avid pickleball player. She helped facilitate interest in pickleball at the senior center, especially when it was first getting started in Mount Pleasant. We didn't have courts all over the place like we do now, and she helped facilitate that. Over the years, she served in multiple committees and groups, such as the Employee Relations Committee, our Volunteer Appreciation Committee that puts together a great event for all of our volunteers throughout the year. She served on the IOP chair. She served on the IOP board for the IOP Race for the Children. She's also worked in preparing the Jim Reichman basketball tournament. She's always ready to lend a hand and volunteer for events at the Blessing of the Fleet or Children's Day or Sweetgrass Festival or any of the events that we have going on. She's just an all-around great asset to the town, and we are happy to have her here and fortunate to have her here, and I look forward to many more years of service to the town. Thank you, Cherie, for your work. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay. Item five is presentation on Sensory Friendly City designation by Layla Luna of Just Be. We want to welcome her today. And thanks for coming. We'd love to learn more about it.
Is it on here? Here we go.
There we go.
Are you able to?
Can you hear me?
Are you able to move forward on it, or do I need to do that for you?
I think I can do it.
Okay.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Layla Luna, and I'm the founder of Just Be, a nonprofit organization for families with autism and neurodiversity. Just Be is determined to create a world where anyone with autism spectrum disorder, ASD, and neurodiversity are treated equally, fairly, and compassionately with recognition of their civil rights. Our goal is to make Mount Pleasant the first autism-certified city in the South. My whole life, all I ever wanted to be was a mom. And my dream came true on July 2nd, 2008, when I gave birth to my son, Rio. This was the greatest day of my life, but nothing can ever prepare you to find out that your child is special. In 2010, Rio was diagnosed with autism. At that moment, all I knew was Rain Man. I'd never really heard of autism, but I learned very quickly. In 2018, I took Rio and my daughter to a pizza restaurant. And on that particular night, it just took forever for us to get seated, to get the pizza, and to get the check. Rio had what they call a sensory overload meltdown. He starts screaming and crying and banging his head. Next thing I knew, all the customers around me start yelling at me to control my kid, what kind of mother am I, and that he was a spoiled brat. And then the restaurant kicked us out. There I was outside in a complete mayday situation. And all I kept saying was, why can't people just be nice? Why can't they understand he's autistic? I went home and I went to bed, and all I kept thinking about was, what if that restaurant had known he was autistic? What if they were trained in autism? Would that night have been so horrible? So that was my call to action. I became a 501c3. I was introduced to Dr. Diane Cullinane, one of the leading doctors in its field. Dr. Diane Cullinane wrote a training curriculum to teach businesses how to become sensory-friendly environments, and most importantly, welcoming environments. Dr. Cullinane is here today, so thank you for being here. I appreciate it. I'm going to show you a video, and you'll be able to get a glimpse of what Rio felt like in that moment of a sensory overload, and what most people on the spectrum will go through, especially out in public. But the most important thing to learn today is that autism has no look. There's no facial recognition to autism. It's not like Down syndrome. My son, he looks absolutely typical. You would never know he's autistic or even nonverbal. Some say this is the silent discrimination or the invisible discrimination of autism.
I think so.
I think I'm going to use you.
Let me see if I can use me.
So how does autism affect our community? Well, autism is the fastest growing developmental diagnosis in history. It's estimated to surpass diabetes by 2025. One out of every 44 kids in America is being diagnosed with autism, according to the CDC. 40% of them are nonverbal, like my son. Autism is at a 600% increase. 85% of all autistic adults are unemployed or underemployed. In the Palmetto State, there is almost a 3-year wait list to have your child diagnosed if they're showing signs of autism. One out of every 28 individuals in South Carolina are autistic. So what is Just Be Southern? What does that mean? Well, the South is known for its hospitality, its kindness, its warmth. South Carolina brings in $24 billion in tourism every year. But did you know that 32 million individuals with autism travel every year with their families? So why would the 12th fastest growing city in the United States, Mount Pleasant, want to be an autism certified city? What are the benefits? Well, the benefits of becoming an autism certified city would be to improve quality of life for residents, increase tourism, and visitors from an unserved market, increase community engagement, enhance workforce opportunities, create a distinct, inclusive brand nationally and internationally. It also is an opportunity for a community to make a statement, to be more educated, welcoming, and inclusive. I mean, neurodiversity is part of DEI. This is the truth, DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion, and not exclusion. And it's about the whole community, hospitalities, hotels, restaurants, and attractions, education, schools, buses, learning centers and tutors, healthcare, physicians, therapists, and hospitals. For workforce, it would be lower unemployment rates, government and public safety, law enforcement, first responders, parks and recs, transportation, and entertainment, theaters, museums, zoos, theme parks, etc. The solution is all about connection and technology. To create an app and a directory that would be hosted on the Mount Pleasant website, where families would be able to find all the places that have taken this pledge to be inclusive and sensory friendly. One of the hardest parts about autism, the thing to tackle the most, is the loneliness and the isolation. 6% of autistic adults are more likely, six times are more likely, to commit suicide. Most of the families, like myself, we sit on the sidelines. We watch all the other families have these memories and be part of their community, and we just have to kind of let that go because it's autism. My son should be able to have the same quality of life as your kid. And businesses, if you think about it, this is an untapped market of millions of families that do not spend money in their local community. I know my son lives in his room on an iPad. We barely ever go out in public because we're afraid how we're going to be judged. But you can create this amazing revenue model from businesses on their downtime, from this untapped market of millions of families that don't spend money in their local community, creating this win-win situation, community helping community. Whether it's a sensory-friendly hour of operation, a bee-friendly hour of operation in an establishment, or a roundup, or a discount, or host an event, it would give an opportunity for someone like me to be able to be part of the community, to go on the app and be able to do the simple things that most people get to do all the time. But they would be huge wins for us, like being able to go to Pigtails and Crew Cuts and get a haircut because the owner, Tammy, has taken this pledge and is certified and has trained her employees. And I know with that little bumblebee sticker in the window, I know that I can come in and this is a safe zone. That if Rio were to have a meltdown, he'd be treated with respect, kindness, and humanity. Or maybe we would just go to Five Lows on Tuesdays from 2 to 5 and we could have a family dinner because they have sensory-friendly hours of operation and we can eat as a family and not be judged or have dirty looks or even get kicked out. Or go to Seacoast or Chabad and be able to pray and worship God as a family because we never can really do that. Or simply just to be able to go to an event like Lights and Love at Town Center and Rio for the first time we'll meet Santa. This is what an autism-certified city looks like. On a personal note, I have a dream. I have a dream, like every mother does, that my son will have a special place in this world and a community that cares and that his life matters. I don't need to change the child to fit the environment. We just need to change the environment to fit the child. It's that simple. This is what Just Be Southern is. This is an opportunity for Mount Pleasant and Mayor Haney to be the first autism-certified city and lead the way. And together, we can just be the change. Thank you very much. Thank you. Do we have anyone have any questions? Or
I just want to say thank you for what you're doing. There's nothing more powerful in local government, state government, federal government than a very motivated mom or moms.
Mother on a mission.
Yes, exactly right.
They always say never underestimate a mother.
100%. And being in education, I understand this issue very well, and you hit the nail on the head that it's hard, I think, for people because the kids from the outside look like any other child. Mm-hmm. So it's hard for people to understand. And so education is the correct avenue. And so I applaud you and your efforts.
Thank you. And I just want to express that if not now, when? The time is now. So thank you very much. Thank you.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with what he said. It really is. And, did you bring us a t-shirt?
Okay.
Yeah, I'll wear one.
Oh, I'll give you a t-shirt. I'll give you stickers, a t-shirt, you get all the swag.
Did you get some folders?
Did you guys get the folders?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Yes, 100%. I'll definitely get you a t-shirt. That makes me really happy.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming. This is definitely a cause I'm sure we would all support, and there may be a way for us to reach out to our Mount Pleasant Chamber to, you know, start involving businesses and make them aware and do what we can.
They're here, and they yes. signed the pledge, okay. and I've got from House Representative Mark Smith, and I've gotten local support. Everyone's signing this pledge. It's been a yes everywhere.
Good.
So it's time to be inclusive and just to have a deeper understanding and celebrate brain differences. There is a flyer in your folder, and it's about the possibilities and not the disabilities, and it shows Elon Musk, Einstein, Steve Jobs, Bill Gates, you know, Sir Anthony Hopkins. It's endless. You have no idea who my son could be. He might have the next cure for cancer, but we will never know if he's sitting in his room, and we can't hide a generation of children in their rooms. So I thank you so much for hearing me today.
Thank
have
you.
A wonderful day.
Thanks
thank
for coming. All right, item 6, program and projects update.
Okay, well, good morning. I think you have the monthly report that's been given to you. Relatively a slow time of the year right now. We just finished most of our winter activities, but you can see that we're doing very well in our winter activities and basketball and winter speed training and our wrestling program. Numbers are definitely up over 2021, and we always go back and compare with 2019, our pre-COVID numbers, and you can see we're above that as well. Our adult sports, we're doing well on adult basketball. Tennis memberships are up. Facility rentals, we always track those, and we're doing. We finished the year above in 2022 above what we finished in 2021 by about roughly about $9,000 additional dollars that was brought in the facility rentals. Swim lessons are up. Membership at the senior center continues to creep up. You know, we really took a hit on that during COVID, and have slowly worked our way back up. We're up to 1,400 members now. And then upcoming events that we have going on. We show it on there as upcoming. It actually happened last week. We had a very nice get together at the senior center to remember Thomasina Stokes Marshall and the impact she had on that community. It was very well done. The Sweetgrass Basket painting day got rained out this past weekend, unfortunately. Had some wet weather over the weekend. But we are looking forward to the Sweetgrass Half Marathon on the 25th of February. 27th is resident registration for our summer camps, and non-resident registration is the following week. So we get 1 week advance ability for our residents to get first spots in all of those camps. As far as projects are concerned, Memorial Waterfront Park, we had an award this morning, which was very nice at the Goods and Purchases Committee. So that was awarded this morning. We're ready to get moving on that project over there. Still on track to be completed by the summer of 2024. It's going to be a great addition to our town. Rifle Range Road project, the architects and engineer bids are due February 10th. So we should be getting those bids back next week. And be able to open those up, start evaluating those, and try to get an A&E firm on board to be able to really begin the full design process for that new facility at Rifle Range Road. Park West Pool, the design had been completed previously. We're still in the permitting process right now in the Park West Pool. Hopefully be able to complete the permitting and get it out to bid and get somebody on board. We'll see how that works out with the timeline. Looking at, you know, starting as early as May, but it's possible that it might be advantageous to push the start date on that till the end of July or beginning of August so that we finish the summer camps and let the seasons, the swim seasons and everything finish up. And then Carolina Park Phase 3 and 4. Phase 3 is on schedule, and Phase 4, we're working on the final guaranteed maximum price with Edifice Construction to get that completed. I'm sorry.
Is that the same current
phase? So yeah, that was I believe brought up by committee to do that, to combine those two, so we don't do phase three and then come back later on and have to remobilize and everything. There's some efficiencies that were gained by doing it together. So, and that's all I have.
Okay, great. Anything from committee?
Yeah, I do have one question. With baseball season around mm-hmm. the corner, we redid a lot of those drainage. A lot of the drainage in the baseball fields, correct?
That's correct.
Are they all ready, and is that all complete?
They are. They are. They've been completed. The fields out at Joe Garch Fields, the three fields over there. We also completed Field 1 at Park West.
Okay.
All of the other ones, all of them are complete. You know, there's some other ones that could still use some work down the line, but those fields have been completed.
Okay.
Right now, we're just trying to let grass grow in and get strong, and be ready to take some foot traffic on it. So we're trying to keep people off of it just for the time being, so let that sod take root.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, really glad to see the rest of them doing so well. I'm sure the coach over at Wando's happy. And Beckham. Yeah, that's right. That's right. I forgot about that.
Don't forget.
And also the speed training. I'm glad to see that's taken off. I remember when we started that over here, when we first started our track program, we had him running with a weight on back of a whatever you call it, a sled, and we would run, trying to get the kids running faster and faster, and they did really well. In fact, I still have that. I'd be happy to donate that to the recreation committee so they can use that, recreation department. Anyhow, no, it's really encouraging to see everything looking good. Everything's moving up.
We're doing well. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Glad to hear we're on track with our waterfront park. So
that's a good one. We're excited about that, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. If there's nothing else, then we will adjourn.
Thank you.